All right. Dear Gigi, I heard your last test podcast was a bit boring. Can you make another one? Okay. Hang on. What am I going to do it on?
The following podcast is given a universal rating. Yippee.
Yes, hello, welcome. It's my little 25 minutes of love to you, the listener. I'm Gigi Udraco, and this is...
Podcast.
Episode 2. And I've developed a new aim. Introduce people into the wonderful and various, numerous, excelente types of computer game music, going from the absolute retro to the recent. Really for those who are too lazy, or just those who want to live those good old days, or do something without having to bother their concentration playing with a joypad. Another good benefit of listening to this podcast above all else is that I'm not one of those dinky little sound recording engineers. That means that I won't be speaking all this techno babble, and it's just going to be for the gamers, by the gamers. Well, this episode is going to be about the Sinclair ZX Spectrum. It was developed nearly 26 years ago in 1982. Good grief, I wasn't even born at that time. Of course, for a home computer this old, I'm pretty sure that you are going to expect something like this. With a one-channel piezoelectric speaker, with five octaves containing five semitones, of course, you're going to get plenty of examples like these. Zorro by some unknown person. And, of course, it doesn't necessarily mean that it's a bad thing. I mean, check out the title to Solomon's Key by Nick Jones. Aliens, the computer game by Pensoft and Soft Machine. And the best of this trio, the unclaimed Colony. As I'm sure you can tell by now, I'm British, and I might lisp a bit, and I might pause quite a bit as well, but of course this is only the second podcast, so don't blame me just yet. Let me get used to the concept first. A bit like the Spectrum, I mean, this was the early 80s. Companies had to get used to the fact that people wanted to play games on their television. And they wanted music as well. Well, Strange concepts, but revolutionary as time went on. Okay, you can blame me later on for choosing a British computer. Blame me for being British.
What about me, Governor?
Yeah, sorry about that. Let's move on. Lie back and think of Kraftwerk as I take you to 1992 with Anno Gaia. The Ich bin ein Flug. Toot toot. Toot toot. Fahren, 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 fahren in der Autobahn. More about the machine. As well as the single piezo speaker, the ZX Spectrum also contained a more than interesting fashion of displaying its colour graphics, and was housed inside a Bauhaus-style casing. It looked pretty. It was a style icon of the 80s, and well into the early 90s, as its longevity was about 10 years old, making it near comparable to that of the Atari VCS, which was built 4 years earlier and was retired at about the same year. I'd say that that longevity of the Speccy was due to some many important British musicians who may not necessarily have cut their teeth coding music for the Spectrum, but definitely have made a household name for themselves as a result. The examples of these have got to be Tim Follin, David Whittaker, Martin Galway. He did many beautiful things, although they were better for the C64, mind you. Let's have a peek at some, well, a listen actually, sorry. Things crashed, stupid Speccy. That's better. Right, the music you're hearing at the moment is Trantor the Last Stormtrooper by David Whittaker. David Whittaker, born David Whittaker, got into his computational career being a programmer as well as making music. The best example of this is his first one, Lazy Jones, which was remixed several years afterwards by Concraft 400. I used to own that single many years ago. Ooh, it was so long ago that I actually forgot that it was not remixed by KenCraft 400. It was remixed by Zombie Nation, and the single was called KenCraft 400. Oh, and okay, he was another Commodore 64 legend, but he did more than his fair share on the Spectrum. Let's have a look at ATV Simulator. Hey, oi, 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 stop, stop. I swear I've heard this before. Hades Nebula. There. I've heard of recycling music, but... oh, come on. Hang on, but... I'm going... let's see if they can harmonise. Right, let's wave my Tim Follin brand magic wand. And listen to the results. Play. Not bad. Not bad at all, in my opinion. Well, let's get to another music composer, shall we? I'm going to go with Richard Joseph. His early work, starting as a freelance music composer in 1986, left a lot to the imagination, I'm afraid. But as time went on, he went on to other consoles and other computers, such as the Amiga and the SNES, and became an outright legend. He introduced Brian May to Mirage, I think it was, to create the music for Rise of the Robots, which is a soundtrack which I adore. He went on and he was carrying on with work on the PC, but sadly he succumbed to lung cancer quite recently. In memoriam to him, I would like to play Secret Armor of Antiriad. As well as Rise of the Robots and Antiriad, you've also got Steel Empire, Cannon Fodder, the James Pond trilogy, Sensible World of Soccer, and of course, the milestone in Amiga computing, Speedball 2. Mr. Joseph, you will be sorely missed, and I'm very sure that most of the remixing community who have made, what, about 1,001 different remixes of your stuff is definitely not enough to display the love. What am I saying? Oh, maybe I'll just shut up and move right along. Okie dokie! I'm in the mood for some punishment! You hear Manic Miner in the background, but this is what you be playing in-game. I wonder what it sounds like if you were at the title screen. Remind me never to do that again. Ow. Are you laughing at me? Right. That's it. Let's take it to the next stage, shall we? Survive a minute of this! That I underestimated you. That must be the worst Ghostbusters soundtrack I've ever heard. Why don't we move forward to Electric Dreams and The Prodigy? Something that I like, but everyone else seems to despise it. I don't know why. Now that wasn't so bad, was it? There were plenty of add-ons that you could attach to the back of your Spectrum, some of them actually improving the sound. One of them being the Kura Micro Speech, which I'll give an example at the end of the show, and the second was the AY expansion, which added a 5cm speaker to the back of your Speccy. Oh, wait for this. I love pitch bend on this. There it is. And again. Carrying on what I was saying. A 5cm speaker at the back of your Speccy, which would then allow you to program your own music compositions. Although computer games use the AY chip, you'd have to buy the ZX Spectrum 128, which was released in 1985. However, you didn't need any fancy equipment. Some people just fixed and made do, such as the person whose name I'm going to repeat again, Tim Follin. He managed to produce such amazing effects, even going up to pseudo 6-channel sound using only the tinny little speaker. An amazing feat, and has been proven many times. Timothy J. Follin, born Timothy J. Follin, later known as Tim Follin and his hat, has been working since the mid-80s, all the way down to quite recently when he announced his retirement after producing the music for Lemmings on the PSP. Let's have an insight into what his early work involved. To conclude on this composer, if you've ever played Bionic Commando, Ghouls and Ghosts, Target Renegade, Gauntlet 3, New Zealand Story, all the old classics. Under the snares you've got Plock, Batman Forever, Batman and Robin. If you've ever played Echo the Dolphin, Defender of the Future on the Dreamcast, Starsky and Hutch on the PS2, or as I said earlier on, Lemmings on the PSP, you have heard his music. And to conclude the show, sorry for being so sudden, I'll just end on a few notes. If you want more information, then Wikipedia and Google is your friend. I suggest you look up The World of Spectrum, and you can use Google to look up Project AY, which is where I've got most of this music from. Sorry, I didn't produce it all myself. Wikipedia and a very temperamental Soundblaster Audigy 2 helped me make this cast, and I did promise you some information on the Kura Microspeech, so it allowed you to have speech synthesis. Wasn't really utilised that much, and the voice was pretty simple, of course, being so early in the 80s. But that didn't bother the ZX Spectrum Orchestra, who decided to use it to their advantage alongside the beeper to create one of their landmark tracks. I'll let you finish the rest of this classic, Kronos, and then I'll actually play Dollar Power to you. With that, bye! Oh, crumbs. The next time, it's either going to be the Amstrad CPC or the Commodore 64. Can either one of you decide for me, please? see if I can do it myself. Cool.